Okay, so let's re-examine some of the things we were working on the other days. Now let's take the first. I think the easiest case to understand is Ayin Zayin and Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, the two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of where the Ram says, why is Mechusrei Kapara? Why isn't that like the mikvah? Yeah, so in Kuf Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, why is it Kuf Yud Aleph? Oh, Kuf Tes, I'm sorry. Right, Kuf Tes. In Ayin Zayin, the Rambam asks, why don't you say that that there's one mitzvah of that there's one mitzvah of what? That who Chisron Kapara? V'yiyaze min minei atara min atuma v'yehoi roi shetiyamar ha-mitzvah ha-plonis hi shetivanu shelot tishalim tarish k'tasa tamayim v'yema zov v'zov v'yoledes ha-mitzora ad shiyakrivu korbon k'mo shetim natara mikva mitzvah achas mischayibo eize tamish yiyya. Right? V'yiyaze says just like by the tuma, just like by the mikvah and kuftes. What's the mitzvah? He should see vanu should nitbo b'mei mikvah. Vos nitar me'eze min mi mini tomos should nit manu bo. Right, it's one mitzvah. To be the one mitzvah is what? Is that the mikvah is mitayar mine tomo. Correct? So why don't we say the mitzvah is also another mitzvah of tara of the what? Chisur kapara, and the mechusur kapara needs a carbon, right? And we shouldn't look to the particular types of mechusur kapara. It should be more like the mikvah, right? Mitzvah achas nischayev bo eze tameshi yev veinan veina choshe. She's having a conversation here, right? Veina choshesh lemin hatum. This is the maksha. She nidma ba. Kein hayiroy lecha she timne korb mechusrei kapara mitzvachas lo tochosh leminyan tumasa. So that's the maksha. That's the hypothetical maksha, right? Yeah. So what's his answer? His answer is that you're right. In theory, you're right. But what? But the problem is there are different. There are different karbonos for each case of mechusrei kapara. So behechrich we must. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have to count them as separate mitzvahs. Ki adavar shebo tishalim taras ha'echad zulaf adavar shebo tishalim taras ha'achir. They're different things. Yeah. So what's the So what's the answer to the what's the Rambam's. What's the Rambam's question and answer over here? What's he explaining over here? So you have to look a little bit more at the mitzvah of Tara, right? The mitzvah of mikvah. So you read the just because I underlined doesn't mean you shouldn't read the rest of it. Right? I guess that's a bad thing to do. So he says in that mitzvah, Ein hakavona be'omarnu she'atvila mitzvahs ase she'yechayev kol tamei she'yitar al kol ponim. Well, what's the mitzvah of mikvah? The mitzvah of mikvah doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to be metayer. Right? When the Ram says, He should see vanu she nitbo b'mei mikvah v'oz nitar, it's not a chov. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis that you must be metayer b'mikvah. Right? Kemoshu chayev kol mishi iskasa b'ksus shiyasa tzitzis. Right? It's not even like a conditional. It's not even like a conditional mitzvah. That if you have this condition, right, that you, because the condition would be tumah. Right? The condition is interesting how the Rambam puts it. Right? He doesn't compare it to like, he doesn't say it's not like chilas matzah. Right? He compares it to conditional. Because it's totally on a condition. The condition would be tumah. Just like the mitzvah of tzitzis is conditional on beged, right? It's not an absolute chov; it's a conditional chov. But he says it's not even a conditional chol. It's not even a mitzvah that if you're tameh, you have to go to the mikvah. Like if you have a ksus, you have to put on tzitzis. Right? V'ulam hanirtza bazeh din tvila. What's the mitzvah here? The mitzvah is really the din tvila. V'ayos ha-toro meres lanu ki mi sheyirtza lehitoyer mitimoso hine lo yishalim lo zeh ela b'tvila b'mayim v'oz yitor. So what's the mitzvah here? What's the mitzvah here? The mitzvah is the din. The din. The effectiveness of the mikvah. Right? The entity of mikvah and its function. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that in the realm of halacha, there's a metaher, and there's a metameh. And the mitzvah over here is like introducing a halachic entity, right? It's the introduction of a halachic entity, and how it works, right? And how you avail yourself of it. That's why he says this mitzvah includes the dinim of the mikvah and chatzitza and tful yom. All of those things are included in this. So when you look at it in this light, you see that this really has very little to do with our other discussion of inyanei hamitzvah. It has a lot less to do with it than it first appeared. Why? Because now the Rambam is saying that if you would count mechusrei kapara. Now it's clear why you can't count one mitzvah of mechusrei kapara. Because mechusrei kapara would have to be like mikvah. It would have to be the din of mechusrei kapara. You understand? That just like by mikvah, the mitzvah is the din. That if someone is tameh and wants to be tahar, here's the halachic mechanism, right? I mean, say that there's sometimes there's a mitzvah is a chiyuv, right? An absolute chiyuv, like tefillin. Sometimes the mitzvah is a conditional chiyuv, right? Like a mezuzah, right? It says, but this is not any of those. This is a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that the Torah, it's a mitzvah insofar as the Torah is mitzvah over here is not on action, but it's on halachic content. It's on halachic entity. That the mitzvah is that there is a process of tara in halacha. The mitzvah here functions to introduce a new entity into the realm of halacha. Okay, that's how he describes. You have to look through more in Kuftes, right? He says that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a chiyuv. The mitzvah is the din itself. That you can count that as a mitzvah too. Now, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is hanir to bozeh din tvila veheyos haTorah omeres lanu kol mi sheyirtza lihitor mitumaso hine lo yishalim lo zu ela b'tvila b'mayim v'azita. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is saying that if you want to be tahor from your tumah, this is the entity of mikvah and the process of tvila is the only way. That the Rambam holds is roi to count as a mitzvah. Mitzvah doesn't mean just chiyuvei maisa. It means also the halachic entity, a halachic process that the Torah is makes available. Right. Okay. So therefore, the Rambam is saying you wouldn't be able to carry over this line of reasoning to mechusrei kapara. That was in an abstract way you would be able to. In an abstract way, in the sense that you'll say that if somebody wants to be complete his tara, he must bring karbon. Right? He must bring karbon. But what? That was the Ram's question. Why don't you say? Maybe it wasn't the Ram's question. It was the hypothetical Makshish question. Why don't you say, like by mikvah, you make one mitzvah, that whoever wants to complete his tara has to bring a korban, right? So the Rambam explains, I think it's simple now, the Rambam explains, because that type of a mitzvah is a mitzvah of a din, that this is mitaher. You understand? But since there are four different things to do for each, since there's a different process for each mechusar kapara, you can't make a din that this is the completion of kaftara. Because there's no one entity that you can say is the cheftza of completing the tara of mechusar kapara. By the mikvah, you can. Because you could say it's one process for any type of tamid. So you could say, what's the mitzvah of mikvah? The din, that the mikvah is a mitahir. You understand? It's a certain kind of an entity. But what can you say about the karbonos of the mitzvah? All you can say about them is that they are a mitahir for the mitzvah. You can't say they're mitahir for a yoledes and a zav, right? You can't. So you can't be kolel in one din, all of them. Yeah. Yeah, so if it was the same exact carbon, the Rambam says, Hashem Yodea, that you'd be right. Then what would be the din? The din would be, this carbon is a mitahir for a certain state of tumah. That would be the... In terms of the other thing, yeah, but getting back to the other question of Inyan, so let's go back to that now. Exactly, put it together. Let me ask you a question. If there's a mitzvah that has chalokim that are not makvin, right? So let's say tzitzis. So you have your lovim that you tchelas. So what are you mekayim exactly? What are you mekayim?
If you just do one?
Yeah.
No,
halachically. What are you mekayim? Are you mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis? So then why do you need to put tchelos on?
Maybe
you
just mechaim twice.
If you had tchelos and lavan, you'd mechaim twice. But what else is there a chiyuv to mechaim twice? You have to put on two pairs. It's just like... So you have to say that what? That you're mechaim is like a... It's a strange halachic phenomenon. The mitzvah is... There's no question the mitzvah is tchelos and lavan. Right? There's no question the mitzvah is tchelos and lavan. Or kriyashma. Let's say it's kriyashma. It's two times a day. So what if I missed, let's say it goes evening and then morning. So let's say I didn't catch Kriya Shema last night. So what am I mekayim now? Can't say mekayim the mitzvah of pamayim b'choyom. Right? Not mekayim pamayim b'choyom. So Johnny says, you're mekayim the chi of tchelas, you're mekayim the chi of lavan of tzitzis, that's what you're mekayim. Right, that's what you're saying. You mekayim the chi of lavan of tzitzis. Can't say you mekayim tzitzis b'shlemuto because there are two chiyuvim. But you mekayim the chi of tzitzis lavan of tzitzis, as opposed to like lulav. If you just picked up the lulav, you wouldn't be mekayim anything. You wouldn't be mekayim anything. Okay, but this is what intrigues me. Okay, this is what intrigues me. This is what intrigues me. Question is, when you say it that way, do you mean to say that the mitzvah is given in two parts? Right? That the mitzvah is given in two parts. That there really are two separate chiyuvim. Or not. The other alternative is to say that there's one mitzvah of tzitzis, and there's one chiyuv of the there's a chiyuv of tzitzis. It's not that you break up the chiyuv into component parts. Okay? But sometimes being mekayim, sometimes doing part of the mitzvah also has a value. You understand? I'm trying to flip it on its head a little bit. In other words, when we say that there is one mitzvah, but they're not ma'akvin, that's what I'm trying to understand. If you say there's one mitzvah, but it's not ma'akvin, right? Does that mean to say, here's a chakira, does that mean to say that it's two in terms of chiyuvim, it's two independent chiyuvim? In terms of chiyuvim, it's two independent chiyuvim. Good? And that's why they're not ma'akvin, right? But in terms of a totally different thing of minyan ha-mitzvos, we're only going to count these two chiyuvim once in some way. Or these two chiyuvim sort of join together in some way. Some way being the key. Or do you say no? There's one mitzvah. Mitzvah is read Kriya Shema twice a day. Bring two tamidim. Wear tzitzis, which is tchelis and lavan. The only thing is that sometimes, and it's just like pick up the dalad minim. The only thing is, sometimes even part of a kiyum, sometimes even part of the chiyuv has value, has halachic value. And sometimes part of the chiyuv has no halachic value. Ma'akvin or ain ma'akvin has to do maybe with the question of whether sometimes a partial asiyah has a shame asiyah, and sometimes it doesn't. You understand? Because we were looking at it the other way. The way we started thinking about it was the other way. That these are definitely two separate chiyuvim. But since they're so closely related, we'll count them as one. Now maybe it's the other way. Maybe we have it backwards. Maybe this is all a question of, you have to realize something. Okay, there's something very, very important to realize here. Okay? And that is that there's a difference between figuring out what the mitzvah is. Okay, there's a difference between a methodology of figuring out what the mitzvah is and in truth what it is. Okay? Meaning to say, it could be that the Rishonim and the Gemaras are going to go into questions. Well, the Gemaras don't really go into the questions, but they're going to go into questions of Ma'akvin or Ein Ma'akvin. But those are just clues. That's just a clue to whether it really is one Chiv or not. You understand? Just because they talk about them as Ma'akvin or Ein Ma'akvin doesn't mean that they really consider them separate Chiyuvim. Just if they are ma'akvin, then it's vaday one chov. Then it's vaday one mitzvah. And if they're not ma'akvin, we don't know. It could be that it's one. It could be the two separate mitzvos, or it could be it's one mitzvah that has that even the partial asiyah has a shame, has a value.
What?
Not so. So in other words, all that not ma'akvin tells you is that it alone has a halachically recognized shame asiyah. You understand? It has a din of asiyah. If I just picked up a lulav, right? Since if I picked up the lulav and the Torah is defining the asiyah as a conglomerate that is the asiyah itself. And then picking up the lulav is nothing. Right? Apparently the simcha requires the conglomeration. Right, Jonah? To achieve simcha requires the... Because he does say again, he doesn't just say simcha. He says that, and the simcha is all of them together. He doesn't say that the mitzvah itself is simcha. He's saying, once it tells you that there's an inyan of simcha... that this kibbutz does, then means all of them together. That's apparently the way he's learning. You understand? So you say like this. So I'd say Johnny was, we could modify what Johnny's original statement according to this side of the Chakira. That if a person only put on love on, what did he do? He was Mekayim and Asiyas Tzitzis. You hear the difference? He has the shame of an Asiyas Tzitzis. Okay, again, what Johnny is saying is he was Mekayim the Chi of Lavan of Tzitzis. But that means that there are two chiyuvim. Right? This is a chakira. I don't know. I have to think about this. Do you say that there are two chiyuvim? That's one way to go. Right? Or to say no. So then you'd say if a guy just wore love on, what was he mekayim? He was mekayim chovas love on. Or do you say there's one, the chiyuv is tzitzis. Right? But tzitzis has complete asios within it. So therefore, even if I did one of the asios of tzitzis, I still have a shame of being mekayim and asiya of tzitzis. And that still has a halachic value. That's all Ein Ma'akvin is telling you. It's not a waste of your time. You have accomplished a component part of the mitzvah. You have accomplished an asiya, it has the shame of asiyas tzitzis. You understand? But your chovas tzitzis is lacking. Now, let's take tefillin. Let's analyze tefillin for a minute, okay? So now, I know that tefillin are ein ma'akvin. I know tefillin are ein ma'akvin, right? Tefillin are ein ma'akvin. But now the question is what? Why are they ein ma'akvin? Correct? Why are they ein ma'akvin? Is it that they're not ma'akvin because they're two chalakim of one mitzvah, like the Ramban said, right? Or is it ein ma'akvin because they're completely independent mitzvos? Correct? That's the question between the Rambam and the Rama. Or Kriya Shema. I know that Kriya Shema, Shel Shachar, and Shel Erev are not ma'akvin. Right? But why are they not ma'akvin? Is it because they're separate mitzvos, or because they're two different chalakim? Yeah. Or do you say, in other words, to put it in a different way, conceptually, the difference between the Chakira is this. One way is to say that when you have one mitzvah that's not ma'akev, right, it's like a chov goes to the chalakim. Right? The other way is to say the chov is always the inyan. That never changes. Every mitzvah the chov is the inyan. The only thing is, some mitzvahs are composed of asiyos that have value even independent of the other chalakim. But it's not that the chov now jumps down to a lower level. The chov always stays at the level of inyan. The difference between ma'akvin and ein ma'akvin is not whether the chov jumps down to a lower level of chalakim, but it's the difference of whether the inyan has within it complete halachically valid asiyos. And if the parts are separate chiyuvim, then you're saying that the chiyuv is simply on the chalakim. What do you mean? Then in other words, what the okay? To put it in another way. To put it in more in terms of your question. Must every chiyuv be associated with its own independent chiyuv? Right? No, you're saying that right? Isn't that what you're asking, Yeshua Chaim? In other words, that if you're going to say that the chov is on the chalakim, that means because you don't want to say that I'm a mekayim lavan b'tzitzis, without a corresponding chiyuv lavan betzitzis. If the chiyuv and the chiyuv must match up with the kiyum perfectly, right? If the chiyuv is tzitzis b'shleimusa, and I only did lavan, how could you say I did anything? Right? That's what I'm questioning. Maybe it is possible. Maybe it has to do with whether. Maybe the kiyum doesn't have to do with fulfilling the chov to the T, but has to do with whether I did an asiya that has halachic chashivas, even though it's only part of the chiyuv.
Recognized or not?
In other words, let's say Kriya Shema. The Ram says the mitzvah is Pamayim B'chol Yom. Right? Pamayim B'chol Yom. So now I missed it. Let's say we know that it's a night and then day. Okay? So I missed the night time. Right? So by what reason am I going to say Kriya Shema in the morning? By what reason? By what reason am I saying Kriya Shema in the morning? Can I fulfill Pamayim B'chol Yom? No, I cannot. Right? So why am I doing it? So I'm saying there are two ways of looking at that, I think. Two ways to answer that question. One is to say that Pamayim B'chol Yom is really two separate chiyuvim. But they merge into one thing, so we count them as one mitzvah. But there's really a chiyuv Erev and a chiyuv Boker. Right? Or there's one mitzvah, Pamayim B'chol Yom, but it contains two asiyos that have chashivas on their own. And even though I can't fulfill the whole thing, it's mechayev me to do the asiyos that have a value on their own. Even if I can't do the mitzvah B'shlei Musa.
Value.
Ah, that's what we have to think into. That's what we have to think into. But that's ma'akvin and ain ma'akvin. Because ain ma'akvin means that there is, if I give you a recipe, I said, Poplak, bake me this cake. You're good with that, right? Now let's say the recipe has 20 steps, right? Put in the flour, put in the salt, whatever it is. So which, how many mitzvahs did I give you? How many chiyuvim did I give you? One! Aye, but you have to do all these steps. Right? So that's clear. That's clear. Why? Because those are ma'akvin. That's clear. That's a simple case. Because those are ma'akvin. If you didn't put in every step, you wouldn't have made the cake. Right? You wouldn't have made the cake. Not the same cake, at least. Right? So that's clear. That's clear. So there's only a tachlis in the inyan. There's only a tachlis over there in the ultimate product. And each asiyah has no value other than that ultimate product of the cake. But it could be that there are, it could be, if I say to you, I want you to repeat something, twice a day. Right? Does that mean there's no value in repeating it and saying it once? It's not so pashut. Now it's not so pashut. We have to think about that. We have to think about that. Could be I want you to have a constant reminder, but a partial reminder is still something. You understand? It's not like the flour and the water without putting in the sugar and the whatever.
You'd be like saying, how about maybe a five-course meal?
Exactly. Exactly. After his expression from the cake, I wouldn't ask him that. But, right. No, it's not so pushy. You have to think about that. You have to think about that. That's what I'm proposing over here.
If you say like...
In other words, in the way that we're learning, we would say like this, that when the Ram says that they're one kavana of Laman Tizkuru, he means to say that each one has a value of Haskara on its own. Not that they're separate mitzvos that have the same kavana, but it's one mitzvah of tzitzis that has components that accomplish in a complete way on their own. Just like the Tamid Shel Shachar is a complete service. But there's an extra din that the whole yom should be opened and closed with the Tamid, with a carbon. That's, in other words, let me put it this way. There are sometimes a thing. Sometimes the mitzvah is a component because it is on its own is incomplete without the other part. Okay, so the lulav and the esrog on their own are incomplete without the hadasim and the aravos. Okay, so if I say take the lulav, esrog, hadasim, and aravos, it's because without them together, without the kibbutz, you have zip, right? But sometimes the extra, the other components of the chiyuv are not to complete the chefza on its own. But it's to be most of an inyan. It's to be most of something. There's an idea of the tamid. The tamid is complete. But repeat it twice to through it. In other words, the cheftza of tamid is the same cheftza of tamid in the morning and the evening. But by repeating the cheftza of tamid, you're mosif a new idea. You're mosif something of completeness, of permeating the whole yom havoda with a haschola and a sof. But that's not what the Talmud is, not a haschala, and that's not what the Talmud is. Talmud is the Talmud. So then you could say, okay, the mitzvah will be tofes the entities. And even though I'm not going to be able to accomplish with the entities what I wanted to, it's still tofes. The chiyuv of the Talmud is going to be tofes the vehicles too. As long as they're independent, as long as they're independent cheftzos. Maybe I'm saying it a little differently, but it's just another way of saying it. Yeah. In other words, if you say this way, you say it like this, saying that the mitzvah is the inyan. But what's nitfas in the chiyuvim? What's nitfas is any complete asiyah of the inyan. So it means the mitzvah is given with two levels. It's given with an asiyah. That when all the asiyos are done, completes another inyan. Okay. That's the structure of a mitzvah that's one mitzvah that's not ma'akim. Ramban say about tefillin. Let's think about tefillin for a minute. So what does the Ramban say about tefillin? The Ramban says tefillin are more one inyan than tzitzis. Why? Because everything in the parsha, they all have all the same parshios, and they're both on a makom of the of machshava, the lev and the moach are the places of thought, right? So he says it's more one inyan than tzitzis. So what's the mitzvah according to him then? So what's the inyan? What's the mitzvah? He says the mitzvah is what lemantia Torah Shem Befinu, right? You, right, and that is mechayev you in what? In two separate asiyos, in nasiya of lev and nasiya of moach. Correct. And what about the Ramam? They're not makim. They're not makim because each one has a complete shame on its own. Each one has a complete shame on its own. And what about the Ramam? So it comes out to an interesting, tefillin is an interesting question according to the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? It's a question of whether you can combine them into one inyan or not. Can you say they're one inyan? Right?
No, I think both of them could say it's one inyan, it's just that there's something else.
Can you say it's, go ahead. Yeah. See, this is what I want to say about the tefillin. This is what I want to say about the tefillin. So let's take the Ramban's argument. He's saying Ramban's argument is like tzitzis. What's the din by tzitzis? It should be a zikaron on your l'man tizkru. So what's l'man tizkru mean? It means to say on your beged there should be a vehicle of zikaron, right? That's how the Ram says it, right? That you since they're both l'zikaron, right? Doesn't he say something like that? Since they're both l'zikaron, you count them as one. Right? Yeah. So what is the Ramban's argument? So how would he apply that to tefillin? How would he apply that to tefillin? Imkin kol hadavar hamachayev lezikaron mitzvah achas yimone. Right? Klal hadavar hamachayev lezikaron. So all of it. So in other words, it requires, in order to count it as one mitzvah, right? It has to be that the two chalakim can be kolal the two, right? Into one thing. So you could say tzitzis is one thing. What is it? It's an entity of zikaron of the beged. Right? It's an entity of zikaron of the beged. So what's the Ramban's argument? He says the same thing by the guf. That's his argument. So why can't you say the same thing by the guf? That tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad both accomplish in the guf a complete idea of lamantia toras shem befino. Right? In other words, it'll be kolal in the guf. It'll be kolal in the guf. Correct? Right? But how are they kolal in the guf? The kol, he says, on the moch and the lev. Kineged ha-lev ha-moch. Yeah. What it seems to me, and it seems from the Rambam in the mitzvah, it seems that way. I can't be sure, but it does seem like he's not arguing. Let's put it this way: he doesn't give an answer by tefillin like he gives by mechusrei kapara, right? He doesn't say by tefillin has to be this way. He says we see that the Gemara refers to it this way, right? And we see that the Gemara refers to it this way. So that means to say, huh? No, you can't do it by chusrei kapara. It's not possible. But there's nothing that says it's impossible to say that tefillin shel yad and shel rosh should be one mitzvah. I mean, the Bahaga counted it that way. So maybe the question is like this: when you have tefillin shel rosh and shel yad, right? So one is keneged ha-rosh and one is keneged ha-lev, right? Can you deal with rosh and lev simply as subsets of the gavra, or does the mitzvah engage them essentially? You understand? In other words, the Rambam seems told that from the Gemara we see that we engage the lev as lev, qua lev, right? Haven't had that in a while. And the rosh as rosh, not the lev as a component of the guf, and the rosh as a component of the guf. But the lev and the rosh are two essential. Don't ask me. I get two essentially. Two essential things of Adam. You understand? You don't speak about lev and rosh as simply subsets. They're roshei prakim on their own. You understand? In terms of the body, you can say that. You could say, if you want to say like the Ramban, or the other way, you'd say that there's a mitzvah that your whole body should be covered with Torah Hashem, and the body can be covered completely by covering the two main motive forces of the body. You understand? But then there would be a conglomeration. They would both be subsets of the one inyan, just like zikaron on the beged is through two things. It could be a zikaron on the guf through two things. But the Rambam seems to hold that from the Gemara calling them separate mitzvos, we don't minimize the value of the lev or of the moach by making them simply components.
They are each primary entities. You understand? They're each primary. They don't share categories with anything else. You can't merge them. We don't merge them into one inyan. They don't merge. They're two primary forces, and they don't merge. So you can't, in terms of treating the lave as a lave and treating the rosh as a rosh, you can't at the same time say that they're tofe, that they're going to conclude, that they're going to join into one super inyan of you should be covered. You should be covered is goof. It's not the physical thing anymore. It's not relating to those physical, to the physical goof of the Adam. It's relating to metaphysical ideas of Rosh and metaphysical ideas of Lev. And in that realm they don't join. There's no kibbutz anymore. Yes, that's why the seven mitzvahs.
Isn't Rabban also saying that it's...
But, no. Let me put it this way. They're completely different asios. In terms of asiyah, they're completely different. You understand? If I look at them as physical components of Rosh and Guf, so I could say, there's a mitzvah to cover your whole body with Torah Hashem. There's one inyan. Your body should be tied up with Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem should be tied to your body. That's one inyan. Now there's nasiyas haguf on the head and there's nasiyas haguf on the arm. Right? You understand? But if you can, so then that's how you would describe it as one inyan. That's one inyan. But in terms of asiya, it's one inyan. It's the same. It's in a sense a repetition. You understand? Just like the Tamid Shel Boker and Tamid Shel Erev, or the Kriyas Shema Shel Erev and Kriyas Shema Shachris, is the same asiya, just in different settings. You understand? If it's the same asiya in different settings, so then they both merge into one. Then there's one inyan. There's one overall inyan that's koveya both of them. But they come out as different, as independent asiyas of each other. Right. If you would look at tefillin like the guf, if you look at tefillin like a maisa, like the inyan is that you should be Torah Hashem attached to your body. So then there's an asiyah of attaching to your body in two places, but it's basically the same type of thing twice, right? But if you're going to look at it, that the concept of Rosh has to be completed with a pair of the Rosh, and the concept of Lave has to be adorned with a concept of Torah. You're treating each one as completely separate entities. Each one is its own thing. You're saying each one of these primary things needs Torah attached to it. You understand? So then they're already divided. They're already divided to begin with. You're working on them as separate entities. You're working on them in their ideational form. You're really speaking about them in a certain ideational form, not in the physical form. In the physical, you could say it's the same inyan to the guf. Just like attaching tchelas and lavan to the beged, is the same kind of a thing. So that's where the Rambam is saying you couldn't know. You don't know exactly how the Torah is formulated. Tefillin could be formulated one of two ways. It's not something you could say that you know for sure. You have to look to Chazal to define for you in what way tefillin is formulated. Is it formulated as the whole Adam should be kosher b'tefillin, which requires two asiyos? Or is it that the entity of Moach is incomplete without a pair, and the entity of Lev is also incomplete without the kshira of mitzvos? But then it's really two completely different cheftzos. It's like a mezuzah on your mashkof and tefillin. They're two different things. It's like and tzitzis, saying that there are different components, and each component has to have its own association with mitzvah. Your door has to have an association with mitzvah. Your beged has to have an association. The idea, the rosh has to, and the lave has to. But it's not that the lave and the rosh as an inyan, as one inyan of guf. But Shema is like we were saying, is like more like the Talmud. The Shema is that. Right, that's correct. So if you're going to learn like this, you have to say Shema is not that there's an idea of Boker and an idea of Erev, but there's an idea of constant. Right? So in terms of Bracha, it could be the same inyan, that in terms of Bracha, okay, I have to think about it in terms of bracha. I have to think about the question in terms of bracha. But in terms of bracha, he's saying, bracha, I say, is not such a big problem, because the Gemara says in Sukkah, I don't know if I've mentioned it, but it's possible to make one bracha for many mitzvahs. So they're not, no, right? They're not as separate as tzitzis and bias, because then you wouldn't make one bracha on them, right? He's saying in terms of bracha, they're close enough because they both are, in fact, components of the of Adam, right? But in terms of asiyah, you can't say that by putting it on the lev and the moach, that you are repeating something. You can't say it's just a completion of another thing in a greater framework. In terms of the entities, we treat them independent. It's not the lave as a part of the system of machshava. It's the lave as lave. It's not the moach as a part of something that joins the passion to. It's the moach as the moach. As the Ramban is learning it as the lave and the moach as Mishkanos Machshava.
What framework is wrong looking at them in which they are that separate?
All things. No, so you're looking at the lev and the moach as like functional things. Then in functionality, you can say they come under one function. But if you don't, you look at them as primary entities, then you wouldn't group them together. You don't group primary entities together. You can group functional entities together, but not primary entities. Right? But Lemaisa, they're both primary entities. They're both primary entities of Adam. So in terms of bracha, he's saying the inyan is still close enough.
So in the two.
Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to differentiate between is there an asiyah to say that the inyan in the sefer HaMitzvos is a question of. Does there one inyan that has two asiyos that are both asiyos of the same inyan? That is, they're both following the same inyan. They're both. There's a zikaron of the beged. There are two asiyos of that zikaron. But in terms of asiyah, they both join into one greater category. Right, but in the bracha question is, he's saying even if they're two completely different things and one doesn't join into the other, but if they have a certain, if they're both accomplishing the same kind of a thing, then it's enough to make one bracha.